Am I in the air?
Well, all right, all right, all right. What is going down, everybody? Welcome back once again to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me once again to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air on a week-to-week basis to get caught up with it all. It's season 28. Episode 14, and tonight's show is titled War Man. We're going to be breaking down the news from April 3rd through today, April the 9th. Got two movies to talk about, a couple quick TV notes to talk about, and then, of course, we'll get into the news of the week. So thank you so much for joining me, as always. So let's start right off with our non-spoiler movie reviews, and I'm going to start things off with the newest movie of the weekend. And that is Monkey Man. Monkey Man is directed by Dev Patel. This is his directorial debut. And it also, of course, stars him as your lead actor here. Kid, an anonymous young man who ekes out a meager living in an underground fight club where night after night, wearing a gorilla mask, he is beaten bloody by more popular fighters for cash. After years of suppressed rage, Kid discovers a way to infiltrate the enclave of the city's sinister elite. As his childhood trauma boils over, his mysteriously scarred hands unleash an explosive campaign of retribution to settle the score with the men who took everything from him. Now again, this is led by Dev Patel, and this is directed by him. Now it's produced by Jordan Peele, and kind of a really cool backstory here is that this movie was supposed to be a Netflix film. And weirdly enough, Jordan Peele watched it and really liked it and said, let me become a producer on this and let me pitch it to some studios and let's see if we can get this done theatrically. And they did, man. The studios picked it up and they put it out theatrically over the weekend. It did okay. It did okay. It was number two at the box office. It made $10 million. They wanted to make more than $10 million. I guarantee you that. But the movie was made for about $10 million. So they still got a little bit of money to make up for like marketing and stuff, but this movie does not have a very big marketing budget. So I think they could still turn a profit here, you know, and then it'll probably really make its mark once it hits streaming where it originally intended to be on Netflix. So here's my thing with this movie. So saw the trailer, thought the trailer was very intriguing, thought it looked like a lot of fun. Big action buff. Love action movies. This looked like it was kind of an Indian John Wick, right? It just looked really, really unique and like really top-notch action like a John Wick film. So I was excited for this. And then the early buzz started to come out. And people that I watch online were saying, man, this movie's fantastic. It's got a lot of amazing action. Loved it, right? And I started seeing all this really positive buzz. It had like a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. And that was as I was going into the preview night screening of this movie. So I went in with super high expectations. Like I had meteoric expectations at first, but after seeing everybody gloat about it, my expectations really, really rised. So I went into it and movie starts off pretty decent. I'm trugging along. Okay, cool. And then this is where, like, if you watched my video review, my quick thought video review on this over on TikTok and Twitter, by the way, you should subscribe to those so you can always see my video quick thought reviews, 60 seconds in and out so you can know what's going on. As I explained in my video review, this movie is a roller coaster ride. It's clicking up, right? Gets to that top. And then we're like, yeah, here we go, right? Awesome action scene. This is great. And then the movie takes a dip and it's just kind of It meanders. And then we have something really cool going on, and it's like, yeah. And then the movie meanders again. And the problem is, this movie runs just a tad over 2 hours. If this movie was about an hour and a half, I think it would have been phenomenal. It's too long. For the type of movie it is, it's too long. 2 hours was too long for this, because there's a lot of slow moments in this movie. And not only slow, but boring. And they try to do the big montage, right, of him getting ready for the big showdown. And it's just unneeded because it bogs the movie down and it's not needed. What I will really give this movie is like the last 20 minutes or so when we're going into the final big hurrah of this movie. It's fantastic. Like great, great stuff at the end of this film. Amazing action that just goes and goes and goes. Very violent, very over the top. Loved it. So it's a mixed bag, man. It really is. Like at the end of the day, when I come out of it, I'm like, I really liked it, but I didn't like it as much as I wanted to. It wasn't as great as everybody was making it out to be in those early reactions. And since the movie came out over the weekend, that Rotten Tomato score has dipped down tremendously. Like there's a lot more people kind of in my boat now that are like, eh. So again, kind of the critic divide, right? At the end of the day, I would say this movie's a 3 out of 5. It's a good movie. It's a thumbs up. And if you're an action buff, I think you'll enjoy it. But don't go in expecting anything too crazy. At least from a story perspective. Like I know what he was trying to set out to do, and there's a lot of heritage things in this, the Indian culture. There's a lot of things he was going for. Some of it works and some of it doesn't. So, you win some, you lose some. And at the end of the day, this was still a good movie. I still give it 3 out of 5 stars. It's good. It's not great. But the action is top notch and that ending is phenomenal. So really great stuff there at the end of this film. So Monkey Man, guys, check it out now in theaters. 3 out of 5. Okay. My next movie, and you're getting a really early buzz on this one here. This movie doesn't come out for another 10 days, guys. This movie comes out April 19th. In theaters, but I've already seen it. I went to an early screening of the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. This is the new Guy Ritchie movie that I have been sold on since that trailer dropped. I remember last year when I was talking about this movie being put together, as soon as they got Henry Cavill, I was like, sold, let's do this. But in that year, since the movie's been put together and we've gotten a trailer, and you start to see, man, they really line this thing up really well. Not only do you have Henry Cavill, but you have Isa Gonzalez, one of the most beautiful women in the world. And she's awesome, man. She can do action, she can do drama. She's just so good. So I was happy to see her in here. Alan Ritchson. Yes, Reacher himself is in this movie. And I was happy to see he's in this movie a lot. I was kind of on the trailer. I was like, is he in this a lot or is he going to kind of pop in and out? He's in it pretty much the whole film, and it's fantastic because he's great. I love the guy. He should be our next Batman. Glad to see him in this. And then you got Henry Golding in here. Snake Eyes himself is over in this. And you almost don't even recognize him in this movie, but he's really good. And Alex Pettifier, I haven't seen him in forever, so it was great to see him pop up as well too. So that's your core group for the group of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Really solid crew. So this takes place in 1940. Winston Churchill and Ian Fleming form a combat organization for Britain's military that changes the course of World War II and prefigures the modern Black Ops unit through its unconventional and entirely ungentlemanly fighting techniques against the Nazis. So yes, this is the true story about the first Special Forces mission in history. So basically, you have Cary Elles in this movie, and he gets Henry Cavill, and he wants him to do this kind of off-the-books mission. And Henry Cavill's character, Gus, is like, yo, I'll do it, but I got to put together my own team. And he kind of pieces it together with Alan Ritchson and Henry Golding and Alex Pettifier. So it's cool to see him kind of put everything together and then go on their mission. It's gory at times. The action is awesome. This is rated R. I mean, it's super funny at times. It's over the top at times. Everybody's fantastic in this, especially Henry, dude. Henry was great in this movie. And so was Alan Ritchson, dude. He really surprised me in this film. I've already been beating his drum, And I'm telling you, after watching this, like, I hope that, his profile continues to skyrocket, because this guy is really, really talented and can do a lot. And he was badass in this. Everybody's great in this movie. So I really, really like this one. This was a pleasant surprise. I was already excited to see this movie in 10 days, ready to watch it, and had, decent hopes for it, and walked out saying, man, I really, really enjoyed that movie. It was a ton of fun, and I would recommend it. I'll definitely buy this one when it hits VOD for sure. So big thumbs up for me. I'm giving you lots of heads up. When this one drops April 19th, you should all should run out to theaters and check out The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I give this one 4 out of 5 stars. All right, switching gears on over to the TV side. There's not really tremendously a lot of new stuff. Again, I'm still kind of binging a lot of the stuff that I've already started that I just don't have time to get through. But one of the shows that I really, really like just came back for a season 2, so I want to give it a shout out, and that is Loot. Loot is a comedy on Apple TV Plus starring Maya Rudolph. Season 1 was such a pleasant surprise. It was such a funny show. With a lot of good heart, but just really great humor. And it's an ensemble show where everybody's really, really good. My boy Ron Funches pops up in this show. He's great always. So I was so happy to see him in here. But you'll recognize a lot of the other characters that pop up. But Loot Season 1, beautiful, pleasant surprise. So we finally get Loot Season 2. They dropped the first 2 episodes. It's a great kickoff to Season 2. Super, super funny. I just want to shout it out. If you like comedies, you're looking for something to kick back and laugh to, go to Apple TV Plus and check out Loot. If you never even saw this show, go back and watch Season 1 and then get caught up there with Season 2. Like I said, first 2 episodes have dropped. Episode 3, I believe, drops tonight. So I'll have a new one to watch. And then lastly, I want to talk about a new WWE show. Yes, for all you wrestling fans out there is a new WWE show called Next Gen. And this is actually on the Roku channel. So, yes, you got to go digging for that Roku channel. Now, you don't need a Roku to watch the Roku channel. I just want to let you know that you could download the Roku channel on Apple TV or on the Fire Stick or on a Roku. They have their own app and their own channel, and they do originals. So this show here, WWE Next Gen, is an original where you follow a group of young men and women competing to earn one of the most sought-after titles in all of entertainment, WWE Superstar. That's right. This is kind of reminiscent of kind of like Tough Enough, but more to where they're not really playing games. This is tryouts, man. This is you're seeing the journey of a select few sports athletes that are fresh out of college, wanting to be WWE superstars, going through the recruitment, going through promo class, going through drills, going through all the exercises. Will they make? Will they break? And will they end up getting a contract to WWE? So, as a wrestling fan, I find this very intriguing. This is produced by John Cena. You got Triple H in here, Shawn Michaels, of course, who runs NXT. And all the hopefuls. And so I'm 2 episodes into this, and I really, really like it. All the episodes have already dropped on the Roku channel. There's 8 episodes. So yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, don't miss this one just because it's on the Roku channel. I don't want you to miss it. Find it, seek it out, and check out WWE Next Gen. All right, let's recap real quick. Monkey Man now in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, this comes out in theaters in about 10 days on April 19th, 4 out of 5 stars. And then over on the TV side, check out Loot Season 2 on Apple TV Plus and WWE Next Gen over on the Roku channel. Okay, let's talk box office. Coming in number 10, it's Wicked Little Letters. Number 9 is Immaculate. Number 8, Arthur the King. Number 7, Someone Like You. Number 6, Dune Part 2. Number 5, Kung Fu Panda 4. Number 4 is a debut. It's The First Omen, bringing in 8.3 million. So not very strong there for that one. Number 3 is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Number 2, we talked about it, Monkey Man, coming in its debut at number 2 at 10.1 million. And number 1, once again for the second week in a row, it's Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, with $31.2 million. So still a massive weekend for Godzilla and Kong. Only a 61% drop. So actually way better than anybody expected. So very, very good there. All right, guys, with that stuff out the way, let's get into our news of the week. And boy, it's always funny to me when I record the show and I put it out, and then like the very next day, all this news starts dropping and you're like, fuck, man, if I could have just known that before I put out the episode, because yeah, news started dropping like crazy. And once again, if you want to check out trailers, full articles, anything like that, the best place to watch this stuff or look it up is on our Twitter page or X page. It's twitter.com/amiontheair. Everything you need is right there on our page. Even if you don't have a Twitter account, you can go to twitter.com/amiontheair and view our feed and then check out all these things that I talk about. Okay. So definitely up first, I'm excited about this because I had no idea this would ever be a thing. Warner Brothers has announced that a fifth Matrix movie is in development. That's right. It'll be the first installment without Lana or Lily Wachowski as directors. Instead, the Martian screenwriter Drew Goddard will handle filmmaking duties. So yeah, I am super excited about this. I love The Matrix. The Matrix Reloaded. Those two movies are in my top 10 of like all time. I love those films. The third one is good, but definitely a big step down. And then that fourth one that came out like, what, a year or two ago, I didn't really care for it. It was a letdown for me because I was so excited for it. And it just didn't pan out for me. I need to go back and rewatch it because I've only seen it the one time that I saw it in the theater. I never rewatched it. And that one didn't do good at all at the box office. So I never thought we would get another Matrix, but I like the idea. Drew Goddard is fantastic. He's an amazing writer. He's a great director. And having him, from what I understand, he went to Warner Brothers and said, I have this idea for The Matrix 5. And he pitched it to Warner Brothers and they were so taken by it that they were like, yo, do it. So he's working on it and that's amazing. So we don't know what this is going to be. We don't know if this is a reboot, a remake, a sequel, a prequel, a requel. We don't know if Keanu Reeves is in this or Carrie Ann Moss or Lawrence Fishburne. We don't know if anybody's returning. All we know is that a new movie in the Matrix universe that they're for now calling Matrix 5 is in the works with Drew Goddard. So sign me up, man. I'm ready. In some other fun news, The Punisher is back. That's right. We always knew it was teased, but now it's official. Jon Bernthal as Frank Castle is back. We got set photos of him on Daredevil Born Again in New York City, him filming with Charlie Cox, and he's in the full Punisher outfit, blood soaked. It's great to see Jon Bernthal back. Even though it was rumored, this is great to see confirmation because Marvel, of course, doesn't like to confirm anything. So this is the confirmation right here, seeing these photos of him in the suit standing next to Charlie Cox's Daredevil. This is great, man. I'm so excited for Daredevil Born Again and welcome back Jon Bernthal to the MCU. It's been a long time. We needed our Frank Castle. Glad to have the Punisher back. All right. Other massive news that dropped. Fantastic Four has found a Silver Surfer, but not what you think. Julia Garner is going to play a version of the classic character in Matt Shakman's upcoming Fantastic Four movie. So that's right. This is really interesting, and it has the internet abuzz because, of course, Silver Surfer, for most people, is a dude, right? Norrin Rad. But we are finding out that, yes, Julia Garner is going to be playing Silver Surfer, which I'm not shocked to hear that a female is playing Silver Surfer because there has been rumors for months that Anna Taylor-Joy was going to be the Silver Surfer. So now we know we're getting this, right? So she is playing, let me find this details here. She's playing a different surfer known as Shala Ball, who was the lover of Norrin Rad, the original Silver Surfer that everybody knows and loves. So I'm excited about this just because it's Julia Garner. She, of course, killed it on Ozark. And she was amazing on Inventing Anna over on Netflix. She's going to be in The Wolfman that comes out next year. She's such a phenomenal actress, and I think I can see her and her voice in the makeup and as the Silver Surfer. I think she's going to do really, really well. And again, you got Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, aka the Visible Woman, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm in the Human Torch, and Eben Moss Baccarat as Ben Grimm, aka the Thane. And this movie is supposed to hit theaters on July 25th, 2025. I still don't think it's going to make that release date. I'm just throwing it out there. guys, I'm going to put this into perspective. This movie's supposed to come out July 25th, 2025. So about a year away, right? The new Superman movie that James Gunn is doing comes out about 2 weeks before that. And Superman's been filming for about a month, month and a half now. Fantastic Four has not even started filming yet. And it's not going to start filming, I think, until the summertime, probably June or July. So you're telling me they're going to put together a Fantastic Four movie that everybody in this film has special powers. And you're going to have a Silver Surfer who's pretty much probably going to be all CGI. They're probably going to have Julia Garner in a mocap suit. That movie's going to be done in a year and ready to go. They should have started at the same time James Gunn started Superman if they want to both come out in that same month. So I don't know what they're waiting on, but it really does worry me about that release date. So we'll see what ends up happening. But congratulations, Julia Garner. Like, yes, it's not Norrin Radd. I do think possibility, because there's a lot of rumors, because this movie takes place in the 60s, that this movie also takes place probably in a different Earth, not the Marvel MCU 616, that this takes place in another universe. So that's why she's the Silver Surfer. But then, like, in our universe, we could have Norrin Radd, right? And we'll see where it kind of goes from there. But that would explain maybe why it's a different Silver Surfer in that universe. Just a guess. But yeah, very happy to hear it's Julia Garner, because I love her. I think it's awesome. All right. We have the teaser trailer for Hotel Cocaine, which is a new crime thriller coming to MGM+. The new Karate Kid movie has officially started filming, so you can check that out next year, as they are already putting the camera to that one there. The Circle Season 6 is getting a teaser trailer for The Ultimate Catfish. Chloe Grace Moretz and Dominic Sessa have joined the cast of Oh, What Fun. Let's see here. My Divorce Party, we have the trailer for the Rumor Willis-led comedy film. We have the trailer for Isabella Merced's new Max teen drama movie, Turtles All the Way Down. I really like Isabella Merced. I haven't had a chance to watch this trailer yet, but I'm sure it's going to be pretty good, man. Max knows how to do their shows, so check out the trailer for Turtles All the Way Down. We also have the trailer for Lazarus, which is Ashley Judd, her new thriller movie. We have the trailer for Night Watch, Demons Are Forever. This movie is also coming to Shudder next month, so that'll be cool for all you horror fans out there. We have the trailer for The Last Stop in Yuma, which previews Jim Cummings' new crime thriller. The Sandman Season 2 is supposed to be out before the end of the year. Jack O'Connell is in talks to play the villain in the new Ryan Coogler movie with Michael B. Jordan. We have the trailer for Cuckoo. That's right, the new Hunter Schafer and Dan Stevens movie. I really like this trailer. I'm excited for Cuckoo. I had no idea what this movie was till I watched the trailer, and now I'm sold, so let's do it. We also have the little teaser trailer for Bambi The Reckoning. I'm going to save you some time. Nothing happens in this trailer, like, at all. It is the worst little teaser trailer ever. I don't even know why they bothered to put it out. But this is the next entry in the Pooniverse. That's right, the Winnie the Pooh-verse. Blood and Honey. Bambi the Reckoning is going to be the next one, with the zombie Bambi or whatever the hell it ends up being. So check that out if you're interested. The Witcher Season 4 is doing some casting right now. The Big Door Prize Season 2 gets a trailer for the return of the Apple TV Plus series. I liked Big Door Prize. I thought this was a fun little show. It's a kickback little show, and so I'm excited that it's getting a second season. So looking forward to that return on Apple TV+. We have the boss of Resident Alien talking Harry's finale fate, a new foe, and mayhem that is to come in Season 4, if it gets a Season 4. I love Resident Alien, by the way. I haven't watched the finale yet, but I'm all caught up except for the last episode. I love this show. I really do hope it gets a Season 4. If you haven't seen Resident Alien with Alan Tudyk, I highly recommend it. Definitely check it out. It streams on Peacock. Watch it. It is hilarious. It's really, really good. Chicago Fire cast Michael Bradway. He's set to play a new firefighter in Season 12 following the Rome Flynn exit. We have your first look at The Librarians, which is the next chapter, which is the CW spinoff of the other Librarian show. Will Trent has been officially renewed for Season 3 over at ABC. Gillian Anderson says she's open to an X-Files reboot via Ryan Coogler after years of saying that she is done playing Scully. So I don't know if Ryan Coogler's X-Files reboot is going to bring anybody back. But, you know, I'm glad. I like Gillian Anderson, so if she's down to come back, why not? Let's see here. Miller's Girl. I have not seen this movie yet. I really want to see it, and I'm excited to see. It's coming to Netflix at the end of the month. That's right. Miller's Girl, starring Jenna Ortega and Martin Freeman, is coming to Netflix on April 25th. So, very excited about that because I've been waiting to see this movie. We have the trailer for Dead Boy Detectives. This was a show that I gave no fucks about. Just sounded stupid. Then the trailer came out, and I'm like, oh my God, this looks really interesting. That's right. They're dead and gone, but they carry on. Meet the Afterlife's Finest and Dead Boy Detectives, a new series from within the Sandman universe. This is premiering on April 25th on Netflix. Looks really good, guys. It looks trippy. It looks nuts. It reminds me a little bit of like Doom Patrol. It looks like way out there like that. And I think at one point this was supposed to be kind of a spinoff of Doom Patrol. But yeah, very interesting. I'm sold. This trailer's great. So check it out if you haven't seen it yet. Supergirl movie has found its director, man, Craig Gillespie. This is awesome. So Cruella director, he just did Dumb Money. He's in talks, advanced talks to do Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow, which would be, looks like it's going to be the next DCU film for James Gunn's universe. So very cool, man. Great director. Let's do it. Let's move forward there on that. Delroy Lindo has closed the deal to join Michael B. Jordan in the untitled supernatural horror thriller that Ryan Coogler is directing for Warner Brothers. So great addition there. Ariana DeBose has boarded Stephanie Lang's Toe. So this is a big movie that's putting together its cast right now. We have the official trailer for Tales of the Empire. That's right. This was a surprise show that Disney Plus dropped a trailer for. Experience Tales of the Empire. It's 6 all-new Star Wars original shorts that will be available on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Only on Disney Plus. Long live the Empire. Jodie Comer reportedly in talks to star in 28 Years Later. If this happens, great casting. I love Jodie Comer. Excited to see what they do with 28 Years Later. So if this goes through, great stuff. Legally Blonde spinoff is in development over at Amazon MGM. That's right. Reese Witherspoon, along with her production company, are working on this spinoff, but we don't know what it's about. They're still finalizing that stuff, but it is in development. Netflix's Avatar, The Last Airbender, is getting new showrunners for season 2 and season 3. We have the new trailer for The Pool Man, which is Chris Pine's new mystery comedy movie. Olivia Wilde and Simon Kinberg and Lucky Chap Pictures are adapting the 90s comic Evangeline. I don't know anything about Evangeline, but I love Olivia Wilde, and Simon Kinberg is a great producer. And Lucky Chap, I believe, is Margot Robbie's production company. So some great people behind this here. So Evangeline. If anybody knows more about this, let me know. But cool to see that that's being adapted. Denis Villeneuve is set to direct Nuclear War, a scenario adaptation. So I don't know when he's going to direct this one, because rumors are that he's closing his deal to do Dune 3, Dune Messiah. So I don't know if he's going to do this before that or after that, but he has already locked up this project to direct. Tyler Perry's got a new project coming to Netflix called Beauty in Black. We have the new trailer for Abigail. Check it out. The vampiric horror comedy. I'm looking forward to Abigail, man. I think it's going to be awesome. And it's kind of a good thing I saw the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare early, because Abigail comes out the same weekend. And me and my boy Geeky Pat, when we go to the movies, you know, we were already talking about, man, we're going to have to see probably one or the, you know, or the other, even though we want to see both. And we were going to lean on the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare that weekend. So now that that's out the way, you could check out Abigail. So looking forward to that. Haley Bailey is joining Divine Joy Randolph and Pharrell Williams and Universal's new musical that they're putting together. White Collar might be actually getting a revival. That's what Matt Bomer says. So we'll see what ends up happening with White Collar. I wouldn't doubt that it comes back. Hulu has won rights to Mindy Kaling's new comedy series, Murray Hill. So that's going to be coming now exclusively to Hulu. Octavia Spencer is also joining the Rose Byrne-led biopic Toe that we just talked about with Ariana DeBose. So I told you that cast is heating up. Isla Fisher and Alan Tudyk have joined the new action comedy Playdate. Love Isla Fisher, love Alan Tudyk. So this is great casting right here. Back to the animated Among Us, Patton Oswalt and Deborah Wilson have joined the animated series as voice cast. We have the Mother of the Bride trailer. That's right. Brooke Shields meets her first love in Netflix's new rom-com. Let's see here. Apple's Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum movie gets an official title. It's going to be called Fly Me to the Moon. And then after the title was announced a couple days later, the trailer just dropped. So you can check out the trailer for Fly Me to the Moon, starring Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. I thought this was going to be an Apple TV Plus original movie, which it kind of is, but they are going to put it in theaters first before it hits streaming. So there you go. The Blob is getting a remake, and they say it will honor the practical effects of the original movie. So interesting, man. We'll see what they do with The Blob. Michael Mann talking about doing Heat 2 still. He gives a little casting update, and he says the movie will start right where the first movie ends. So there you go. If you want to read more, check out that full article there. We have the trailer for Babes, which is an emotional comedy starring Lana Glazer and Michelle Buteau. We have the trailer for Janet Planet, which is a new emotional A24 drama starring Julian Nicholson and Will Patton. We have your first look at Christian Bale in Frankenstein movie, The Bride. So, yeah, he looks pretty good as Frankenstein there. The Walking Dead, Dead City has cast Sons of Anarchy's Kim Coates in a pivotal season 2 role. Kim Coates is great, man. I think he fits right into this Walking Dead universe for sure. Sons of Anarchy reunion. That's right. Ryan Hurst is among some of the cast additions to Kurt Sutter's new Netflix Western, The Abandons. It is official. Orange is the New Black. Only Murders in the Building season 4 is going to premiere this summer. And we have an article basically breaking down what to expect this upcoming season. James Mangold's Star Wars movie, which is now called Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi. It will be co-written by House of Cards creator Bo Willimon. The movie will trace the origins of the Force and is set 25,000 years before any other Star Wars project previously seen. So there you go, man. This is going to be Star Wars completely not connected to anything else. I love that it's Star Wars Dawn of the Jedi and we're going back 25,000 years, man. What are we going to see? What are we going to get? And directed by James Mangold, I've always been excited for this project and I'm glad to see it's trucking along. Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher announced that they're divorcing. So Isla, give me a call. Give me a call, baby. Whenever you're free, whenever you're free. Now, sad to see, man. I thought they were a great couple. So that is always a bummer to see. We have the trailer for New Life, which is Haley Aaron's new apocalyptic thriller. Disney Plus is set to start password sharing crackdown starting in June. So watch out. Don't be sharing that password. Moana's live-action movie is getting, the release date has been pushed back by Disney. It's supposed to come out in 2025. It will now come out July 10th, 2026. So there you go for the Moana live-action movie starring The Rock as Maui once again, July 10th, 2026. Tron: Ares also has a new release date. The Disney sequel will hit theaters on October 10th, 2025. Fantastic Voyage. James Cameron says the remake will be made very soon. So there you go. We are getting a Fantastic Voyage remake. Sandra Oh joins Keanu Reeves in the new comedy movie Good Fortune. Toy Story 5 has a new release date. That's right. Pixar has scheduled it to drop on June 19th, 2026. So there you go. So the interesting, June 19th, 2026, and then Moana is going to be July 10th, 2026. So Moana is going to come out literally not even a month later. Interesting. Interesting that they'd want to put those up against each other. We also have a release date for The Mandalorian and Grogu. That's right. The next Star Wars movie will hit theaters on May 22nd, 2026. So big year for Disney, man, in 2026 for sure. Sucks we still got to wait that long, but I kind of expected that kind of a release date there. Frank Grillo has joined the cast of Tulsa King season 2. Very excited about this. I love Tulsa King. I'm excited that they're finally filming season two because it's been way too long since season one dropped. And Frank Grillo is a great addition, man. I want to see him and Stallone tear it up. Why not? So Tulsa King, now in production. Argylle, its Apple TV Plus streaming date has been announced. That's right. The Matthew Vaughn spy movie will hit Apple TV Plus this week, April 12th, baby. So get ready to stream that. I'll give it another watch. I enjoyed Argylle. It's not as bad as everybody makes it out to be, but it's also not fantastic. But it's worth the streaming over on Apple TV Plus on April 12th. The new Amy Adams horror comedy, Night Bitch, has been given a release date as well. It's going to come out on December 6th. Crime noir horror is the next movie set for the Bone Tomahawk director. It's going to be called The Big Stone Grid. Brendan Fraser movie The Mummy is returning to theaters later this month. I thought this was interesting as well when I went and saw Monkey Man. They played a trailer for The Mummy, and I'm like, what is going on right now? But yeah, they're putting it back in theaters, so check it out, man. The Mummy is such a fun movie. It might be fun to go back and relive that one. Sad about this, Quantum Leap, the new reboot version that's been on NBC for the last couple of years, has been canceled after two seasons. So bummer here, man. I really liked the new Quantum Leap, and it ended, the last season ended on a very big cliffhanger. So here's again where it's like, God damn it, now it's canceled, and I don't know what's going to happen to the rest of the show. So, hey, man, if anybody wants to pick this one up, they should, because I would like to see Quantum Leap continue, but NBC has canceled it after two seasons. Game of Thrones prequel, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, has found its dunk and egg. I don't know who they are, so I'm just going to move along right here. Peacock's new Roman epic starring Anthony Hopkins is called Those About to Die. It comes out on Peacock on July 18th, and we have the new teaser trailer, so check that out if you're interested. We also have the season two trailer for Beacon 23. Talked about this show on last week's episode. I tried to watch Beacon 23 and gave up after three episodes. I could not get into it. So if you did get into it, check out the new season two trailer. Let's see here. We have the season four trailer for Evil, which is the final chapter to the Paramount Plus horror drama. Michael Peña, David Harbour have joined Amazon's Jason Statham movie, Lavon's Trade. Great casting right here, man. You already got Jason Statham. Then you add Michael Pena and David Harbour. Let's go. Lavon's Trade, man. Looking forward to this one now. And I don't even know nothing about it. Fallout, which debuts this week over on Prime Video. I'm looking so forward to Fallout. I think it's going to be a great show. It's already been renewed for season two. So very excited about that. Jeremy Allen White is going to be playing Bruce Springsteen. His casting has been confirmed, and the biopic has found its distributor. So that is moving forward. Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen in a new biopic. Invincible Season 3 will feature returning villains from Season 1. Sonic the Hedgehog producer says the movie franchise is building to an Avenger-level event. Okay, let's go, man. Sonic the Hedgehog universe, let's rock. Kung Fu Panda 4 digital release date is set for today. That's right, April 9th. It has hit digital, so you can buy or rent it now on VOD while it's still in the top five in the theater, man. So we're living a great time right now where you can get stuff so easily. We also, let's see here. Oh, speaking of Fallout, it's also going to drop early. That's right. This show was supposed to come out Friday. It's now going to come out tomorrow, April 10th. They're going to do a full season drop over on Amazon Prime Video. So I'm ready, man. I got to add it to my queue. And tomorrow we'll be checking out some Fallout. Very excited about that one there. So we'll talk about that on next week's show. When Calls the Heart, Kayla Wallace has been written out in season 11. And we have an article talking about why and will she be back? Check it out. We also have the CBS schedule. That's right. They have set their finale dates for 20 plus shows, including the farewells for SWAT and Bob Hart's Abishola. Check out the full schedule on our Twitter page there if you want to know what, why, when, and why. John Mulaney is going to host a new Netflix comedy series called Everybody's in LA. And you can watch the teaser. It's going to premiere on May 3rd. Wunmi Mosaku, best known as her work in Marvel Studios' Loki and HBO's Lovecraft Country, has joined Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo in the untitled supernatural horror thriller that Ryan Coogler is directing for Warner Brothers. So nice addition there. Robert Downey Jr. says he'd be happy to return as Iron Man. I think we all knew that. I mean, he is so synonymous as Tony Stark. Of course he'd come back as Iron Man. Why not? Let's do it. Let's see here. The Jon Snow Show. That's right. Kit Harington has said that the Jon Snow series is no longer happening. He says currently it's off the table because we all couldn't find the right story to tell. So for those of you, all of you waiting for that one, sorry. I know that's a bummer because that's probably the spinoff everybody was waiting for, really. And now it's not moving forward. We have the new trailer for Maxine, which is the third movie in that franchise that T. West did that had Pearl and X, and now we're getting Maxine. So Mia Goth is returning as Maxine alongside Elizabeth Debicki, Moses Sumney, Michelle Monaghan, Bobby Cannavale, Halsey, Lily Collins, Giancarlo Esposito, and Kevin Bacon. This is going to be hitting theaters on July 4th weekend. Check out the trailer. This looks really good. This looks like a more straight up kind of horror movie than like X or Pearl was. So this looks pretty good, man. I'll definitely check out Maxine. And then let's see here. We have the trailer for Aisha, which is a new drama starring Letitia Wright and Josh O'Connor. It just dropped tonight, and that is the new first teaser trailer for Joker. Folie à Deux. That's right. Joker 2, aka Joker Folie à Deux, which is in theaters and IMAX and all the different film formats on October 4th. So a lot of people looking very forward to this one. They've said it's a musical. Some people are saying it's not a musical. It's just musically inspired. Of course, this one has Lady Gaga as well as Harley Quinn. Joaquin Phoenix is back as Joker. It was a pretty good trailer. I wasn't blown away by it. When I look through Twitter, right before I started recording, everybody's like losing their mind over this trailer. I saw so many people being like, oh my God, this trailer is fantastic. Oh my God, this trailer is so good. Oh my God, I cannot wait for this movie because that trailer was amazing. It's a trailer and it's a teaser trailer. Nothing really happens in it. It just shows some quick footage and nothing really is there to grab you. It looks good. I'm intrigued. But it's not the greatest trailer, like, at all. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. People are just really hungry for this trailer. But, hey, check it out and let us know. Let us know what you think. But, yeah, it hits theaters on October 4th. That just dropped just a little bit ago. Pretty Little Liars Season 2 gets a release date for the Max Reboots Return. That's coming out on May 9th. I'm excited about this. We keep talking about Ryan Coogler's vampire thriller. Well, now Hailee Steinfeld has joined the cast, and we love Hailee Steinfeld. So great addition here for that movie, man. This thing's really shaping up. Netflix has acquired a new Sam Raimi-produced thriller called Don't Move. David Spade, Laverne Cox have joined Jonah Hill's dark comedy movie Outcome. We have the trailer for Under Paris, which previews Netflix's new shark horror movie. Julianne Moore is joining James McAvoy in a new action thriller called Control. WandaVision's Kat Dennings is joining Tim Allen in his new comedy pilot called Shifting Gears. She'll play Tim Allen's daughter. I love Kat Dennings. I do. I love her so much. So, yeah, I'm glad that she's getting something good like this. Hopefully that'll work out really well for her. The movie Toe that we talked about a little bit earlier, the biopic drama, has added Simon Rex to the cast. Paul Bettany is joining Will Sharp in the new limited series Amadeus. Godzilla X Kong 2, that's right, Legendary is teasing that a sequel to the MonsterVerse movie might be coming. Of course it is. It made a shit ton of money. Of course they're going to make a sequel. So thanks for the tease, guys. Francis Ford Coppola's new movie Megalopolis reportedly struggling to find a distributor. This is the movie that he financed by himself. It costs over $100 million to make, and nobody wants to touch this thing. And supposedly the movie sucks, and all the distributors are like, hell no. So, yeah, we'll see what ends up happening with that. Dune Part 2 getting a digital release date on April 16th. So look at that, man, still kicking it in the box office. What number was it? Dune Part 2 is number 6 right now. So even though it's still number six in the top 10, is going to hit April 16th. Now, it's going to be expensive. If you want to buy it, it's going to be $30. If you want to rent it, it's going to be $25. So, yeah, you can watch it at home, but it's going to be expensive. But, hey, at least you can watch it at home. FBI over on CBS has been renewed for 3 more seasons. Jesus, man. Talk about a renewal. That's crazy. Usually we renew once or twice, maybe. 3 seasons? FBI's Most Wanted and FBI International have also been renewed, but just for 1 more season so far. So congrats to FBI getting a 3-season renewal, and the other 2 FBIs getting renewed for next season as well. Also, congrats to The Neighborhood getting renewed for a season 7 over at CBS. Man, that's awesome. I like The Neighborhood. It's a silly little show, but I like those little sitcoms that just want to make me laugh. Cedric the Entertainer, come on, man. It's good stuff. Neighborhood, season 7. Congrats. NCIS has also been renewed for season 22, but the fate of NCIS Hawaii remains to be determined. The show Heels. Now, this is an interesting story here. The show Heels that had Stephen Amell, it was about wrestling. It had 2 seasons over on Stars. I really like this show. I like this show a lot. But then it got canceled. After season 2 ended, Stars said, sorry, it's gone. Well, now Netflix has bought the rights to it. So a couple different things. So Netflix is going to be airing. It's going to be the new streaming home, and it's going to air season 1 and season 2. Now, the rumor is that if it does really well on Netflix, they might want to revive the show for a season 3. The problem is will the cast be available if they want to do this? Stephen Amell is going to be doing the new Suits spinoff. And then I forget the other actor's name that plays his brother on the show. I apologize, but he's doing a new MGM Plus sci-fi show. So everybody's kind of tied up. So even if they want to renew it, can they? Or maybe they do renew it, but they do kind of a spinoff, you know, for another wrestling territory, maybe. I don't know. I mean, but we'll see what happens. I mean, I would love to see Heels come back. And hopefully, I mean, we know a lot of actors that can do more than one show. So maybe if they can make it work, they make it work. We'll see. The Beach Boys is getting a documentary. That's right. They got a full-on documentary coming out in May over on Disney Plus, so you can check out the trailer for that. In some delayed news, I'm a little pissed about this because I'm dying to see the new Crow movie. This was supposed to come out June 7th. But you know what else was coming out June 7th? Bad Boys, What You Gonna Do? That's right. So the Crow said, you know what? We really shouldn't be going up against Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. So they pushed the Crow back to August. So now it's coming out at the end of summer instead of prime summer realty. So that kind of sucks. But hey, at least it's still coming out just a couple months later, right? The other movie, though, is Saw 11. Saw 11 was supposed to come out in September of this year. It's been pushed back a full year, and it won't come out to September of 2025. So there you go. You got to wait a little bit longer to see some more torture from the Saw people. DC Studios head Peter Safran has announced a new documentary called Super/Man, the Christopher Reeve story. That's right. It'll be a new documentary that will release in theaters this fall that tells the story of the famous Superman actor. So pretty cool there to see Christopher Reeve get his flowers. And then let's see here. Colin Farrell set to star in Edward Berger's The Ballad of a Small Player, which will be on Netflix. And yes, in sequel news that you didn't think you wanted or you needed, is a new Bridget Jones movie. That's right. Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant, Emma Thompson, Chiwetel Ejiofor, and Leo Wedal will all star in the upcoming Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. Do we need another Bridget Jones? I don't know. I don't think so, but hey. And yeah, so that's the news, guys. Right now, this week, CinemaCon is going on. So keep an eye on our social media if any new trailers drop or information or big breaking news at CinemaCon out in Las Vegas. We'll definitely be posting that stuff here. CinemaCon's usually a fun week to get some behind the scenes kind of news about some upcoming projects. But tonight, we're going to wrap it up because we're already going on 50 minutes for just a week's worth of news. So we had a long one tonight, but I appreciate you all trucking along with me and sticking with me for this new episode of Am I on the Air. Make sure you check out the website amiontheair.com for everything you need. Bookmark it. It's got everything you need right there. Of course, make sure you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter or X at Am I On The Air. You can follow me directly at DXDonMega, all one word there. It's also the same handles over on Threads. So if you've moved on over to Instagram's Threads, which is exactly like Twitter, follow us over there, same handles. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can listen to Am I On The Air. So subscribe to your favorite, leave a 5-star review, leave a thumbs up, whatever you need to do, and make sure you subscribe, hit that button. And of course, while you're following along, make sure you check us out on Instagram and on TikTok and on YouTube, all simply at Am I On The Air. And thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, all one word. It's reddragonsradio.com for the website, and at popculture_pros over on Twitter. Thank you guys for always streaming our show on demand. And that'll do it for me this week, for this night. This weekend, we'll definitely be checking out Civil War. So we'll be talking about that movie next week, along with Fallout news over on the TV side. So it's going to be a good one next week. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your week. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace. Red Dragons!